masamba kuchokera kufamu
ndike ndo chabu ino kwa mbili kuti bandalonte likundita marira ine
kukala ndi mwana olimba watanzi muzima wapatopi haene rabudi ya zakuti azopata tanzi za mtundu wesi ya nasiana maziku onse
okubwele tselani utengao ndichigao chadza umoyo motandiziridwa ndi a Development Media International.
And Voice News, your global link.
Government urged to relocate people living in areas still affected by Sinometals pollution. Economist backs government's decision on mining currency policy. And U.S. holds assistance to Somalia over claims food aid was illegally seized. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Care for Nature Zambia has called on government to urgently relocate community members living in areas still affected by the pollution from Sinometals. A comprehensive environmental impact assessment conducted on the Copper Belt has revealed that high levels of heavy metals, including manganese and cobalt, are still being detected upstream of the Chambishi Stream and Wambashi Rivers in Kalulushi. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka today, Organization Executive Director Nsama Cairns expressed concern that heavy metals continue to be detected 11 months after the pollution incident, questioning the potential health implications for residents who may have unknowingly consumed contaminated water. Ms. Cairns emphasized that the Kalusale community, which has been most affected, should be relocated immediately, noting that continued exposure poses serious health risks. She also expressed concern over the lack of consistent soil testing in the affected areas to determine whether maize and other crops being grown are safe for consumption, warning that heavy metals can remain in the soil for long periods. We, however, commend Sinometals for taking responsibility of the pollution from the time it occurred and for working hand in hand with the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, unlike other companies that tend to hide pollution cases, said Ms. Cairns. She has urged government to take urgent action next time such happens, as opposed to being reluctant to avoid public misconception.
And also the biggest worry is heavy metals usually remain in the soil. So we have not had an opportunity to hear it has been constant testing of the soils around this area so that people are growing crops know if they can consume those crops or they shouldn't consume them. And also we were expecting that this assessment would quickly mention what they're going to do about the Kashua River and also restocking of the fish, which was also lost in numbers.
Government with other stakeholders has put in place water supply restoration interventions in Mundazi District of Eastern Province following the shutdown of the Eastern Water Sanitation Company, EWSC, water treatment plant after experiencing flash floods that submerged the plant in Mundazi on 30th December 2025. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, says that among the interventions, it has equipped the two existing commercial boreholes, allowing EWSC to harvest clean and safe water to distribute at strategic points in the affected community. Ms. Nzovu says that drilling of three boreholes is also in progress to increase the amount of water being harvested to be able to meet the demand of water supply. The ministry, together with EWSC and other stakeholders, are working round the clock to reinstate the water treatment plant as a long-term measure, said Ms. Nzovu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Nzovu has urged the people of Lundazi to keep practicing high hygiene standards as they receive and use the water made available to them. Economist Esther Banda has welcomed government's decision for some mining companies to pay tax using the Chinese currency yuan. Ms. Banda says the move will boost Zambia's foreign currency reserves, by enabling direct payments for imports such as fuel and machinery, as well as for servicing external debt. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Banda explained that using multiple foreign currencies to generate revenue from the mining sector helps reduce frequent currency conversions, thereby lowering exchange rate volatility. Ms. Banda, however, noted that in the long term, the kwacha could weaken due to reduced demand, as foreign currencies may become more attractive for trade. There is need to diversify our foreign reserves, have good monitoring policies in order to see a stable economy and the lives of people improve, said Ms. Banda. Ms. Banda has since urged government to utilize this opportunity and ensure the policy translates into tangible benefits that improve the lives of Zambians.
So when we look at just basically, you know, the overall impact on Zambians, we need to understand that foreign currency inflows, if they are well managed, this could be something that could be positive, but it requires strong strategic policies and implementation. And at the end of the day, how does this translate for Zambians? How does it help move directly into the lives of Zambians? We need to understand. So now the mines are paying their taxes, some of it in Chinese yuan. How does that impact on Zambians?
Government, through the Ministry of Education, has directed all private schools that opened on 5th January 2026 to immediately close and open on 12th January 2026. In accordance with the provisions of the Education Act No. 23 of 2011, Section 101, A, B, C, D, and E, the Minister determines the annual academic calendar, the duration of any academic year, and the terms of an academic year for educational institutions. Ministry Permanent Secretary, Education Services, Kelvin Mambwe, says all schools must therefore follow the school calendar provided by the Ministry of Education without fail, with the exception of international schools and schools with written authority from the ministry to implement a different curriculum from the Zambian curriculum as provided for in the Education Act of 2011, Section 1013. Despite the above provisions and several guidance from the ministry for all schools following the Zambian national curriculum to follow the provided school calendar, it has been brought to the attention of the ministry that some private schools opened on 5th January 2026, while 12th January 2026 remains the opening day for the term 1 of 2026, said Mr. Mambwe in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mambwe said that failure to comply will risk their operating licenses being revoked. He further said that standards officers are on the ground checking on compliance with the ministry's school calendar. In African news, the U.S. has suspended all assistance to the government of Somalia, alleging that officials destroyed a UN World Food Program, WFP, warehouse and seized donor-funded food aid. The Trump administration has a zero-tolerance policy for waste, theft, and diversion of life-saving assistance, said a U.S. State Department statement on X. The message, posted on the account of the Undersecretary for Foreign Assistance, said reports had been received about officials illegally seizing 76 tons of food intended for vulnerable Somalis. Any resumption of assistance would depend on the Somali government taking accountability for its unacceptable actions and taking appropriate remedial steps, it said. Coming up shortly, Trump withdraws U.S. from key climate treaty and dozens of other groups. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. U.S. President Donald Trump has withdrawn the U.S. from dozens of international organizations, including many that work to combat climate change. Among the 66 groups, nearly half of them are bodies of the United Nations, including the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, a treaty that underpins all international efforts to combat global warming. The White House said the decision was taken because those entities no longer serve American interests and promote ineffective or hostile agendas. Trump has already stripped many multilateral organizations he dislikes of funds and previously rejected the scientific